Well, the orchestra of La Scala debuted in Edinburgh in 1950, and that was the same festival that William Primrose gave the European premiere of Bartók's Viola Concerto with the Halle and John Barbaroli conducting. When Bartók was commissioned to write his Viola Concerto in 1945 for William Primrose, his health was failing and making things very difficult for him. He was working on a piano concerto for his wife, but a commission is a commission, and he poured what strength he had into it. Sadly, he died, leaving it incomplete. There are a number of editions with their own interpolations of Bartók's intentions, but we'll hear the one that Primrose used, that of Bartók's young apprentice and friend, Thibaut Shirley. Shirley revealed some years later that Bartók never worked from a reduced score or piano reduction. He thought orchestrally, where the score was complete, every note and part was written out. What he didn't do was assign the parts to instruments. So the trick was to decipher those sketches, skip bars, add and alter a bit here and there what Bartók had put down. The second movement, for example, only has touches of orchestration, and the final movement, only the melodic line was there to work from. Well, the soloist this evening is Julian Rachlin, a superb violinist. It was his teacher, Pinker Zuckerman, who suggested that he look at playing the viola. He did, and he excelled at it. A number of composers have written for him, including a double concerto by Penderecki that he premiered in 2012. Earlier I asked him how Bartók's concerto fitted under the fingers.
It's so hard. William Primrose inspired Bartók to write this. And he stated something like, don't worry about the limitations of the viola, just write whatever you want. And here we go, we have an amazing piece. And until today, every person who tries to master it always realizes the limitations, our limitations. But I should only speak for myself. But the colleagues that play this piece, they kind of share the opinion. It's technically incredibly hard. But yes, it's maybe the most important work out there for viola, in terms of viola concerto. So one of the most important works there. And it's a wonderful piece.
The voice of our soloist this evening, Julian Rachlin, who makes his way onto the stage of the Usher Hall with conductor Ricardo Schei, and together with the Filarmonica della Scala, perform Bartók's Viola Concerto.